Hey everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and today's episode is all about freedom. Walk you through my personal journey of becoming an entrepreneur, a digital entrepreneur in particular, and basically talk about whether or not the freedom was worth it. It has not been easy. It's been kind of painful. This episode is sponsored by my free webinar, Crush the Conference. So if you are about to attend a conference sometime in the near future, whether it is this month or a year from now, I would highly recommend checking out this webinar. It'll walk you through the ins and outs of what you should be doing so that you get the return on investment that you're hoping for. Strategies, networking ideas, other things. So definitely download that. In order to do that, you'll go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/crush. I just got a new microphone. My old one died, maybe because I accidentally killed the area where you put in, anyway, I killed it. And then I killed my headset. So I hope you're enjoying the sound quality of this microphone. It's an ATR 2100, I think. I'll share it in the show notes. Yeah, I'm very excited about this sound that will hopefully be achieved with this new setup. It also has a little cover that you put over the mic itself. So I'm feeling very techy and very pretty awesome. So anyway, I'm gonna get to it. Listen to the show. December 16th, 2014 was the last day at my old job that I'd worked for 10 years. I was so freaking done. I had no idea what the future had in store for me other than the fact that in 2 days I would be flying to LA and then from LA to Hawaii and Hawaii to Sydney, Australia. I had set up that trip in the way that I did because I was afraid that I would be consumed by fear after putting in my notice and then backtrack and stay at my job. Here's the thing. I'd worked my job 5 years longer than I intended because of the Great Recession. And I'm going to say before I get into this even further, I am so grateful for that job. I can't even explain how grateful I am to the people that I used to work with, the organization. I am still friends with a lot of these people. They're like family at this point. But like most workers, typically you're wanting to move on from a role 3 to 5 years into a position. Like there's just a point where you've kind of done everything you'd like to do and you're ready to move on. My job entailed working with international students, adults, rich ones typically, or students who had access to a lot of resources, read money. And I did the following. I did immigration advising. That was the primary task that I focused on. I supervised the student assistants. I organized all of the events for the students attending our program. I dealt with admissions. I trained our administrative staff. I was a liaison between the program and other high-profile organizations that helped facilitate bringing these students to the United States. Sometimes we would be contacted by government agencies related to issues dealing with the students. To this day, there are things I can never divulge because of confidentiality. In fact, forever. And that job became just incredibly stressful. I loved working with the students. But when I initially started my job, I was working with about 50 students in-house and 50 on their way. So 100 students in any given time. By the time I ended my job, I was working with 300 students in-house and about 300 on their way. As you can imagine, it was freaking stressful. That's a lot of people with a lot of adult issues, with a lot of things going on. There were moments during the year, especially my final year on my job, when I would wake up and watch the news and see a student and be like, that's what's going to happen. That's what I have to deal with all day long. like literally a student in my program. And in fact, we had so many crazy things happen my final year. My director at the time was told at our national conference, it's a very big conference we used to attend, that we could literally create a case study on dealing with these kinds of crazy situations. Like it was just crazy. And finally, I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I'm 5 years in. I'm exhausted. I'd had all these money issues related to just not having a great financial education, supporting my mom years before while I was in graduate school and working at Starbucks. It just a lot of things came to a head and I was exhausted. And I was like, you know, this is not what life should be about. Like I shouldn't be waking up, commuting for almost 2 hours one way, working all day long like a dog, maybe working longer than that because of the events and things like that. Finally getting home, single and alone, anxious, stressed out, emotionally eating, crying, breaking a tooth from stress, migraines. I mean, it was bad. It was so bad. My hair fell out. Like when I recall how bad it got, right now it feels like it was another person's life. It's just crazy to me how bad things got. But the thing is, that is the life of a lot of people because American businesses in general are not set up to nurture and care for their employees. It's just not. And I was lucky. I was working in education. So even though I was stressed the hell out, I still had the ability to go hiking during lunch hour because we were right by the mountains. So I could like literally walk to a park called Chautauqua and I would go hiking during the lunch hour and I was salaried. So I was just like, I'm going to go do what I need to do. Towards the end, I didn't give a crap. I was like, I give zero F's. I need to take care of myself because I was struggling so hard. I was depressed. Like it just, everything about the situation had just spiraled out of control. And so it was weird because I'd been blogging about money. I'd been working on my money habits and my money ideas and kind of captivated by seeing other people take the leap and becoming entrepreneurs and just changing their lives. And I got the crazy idea that I should do it too. The idea of living a life without other people's boundaries, like other people telling me when I could do certain things, how I could do certain things, how hard I could push myself professionally, that was so tantalizing. And I'd been professionally upset actually for several years because even though I'd grown my job quite a bit, substantially, like I'd grown it considerably, especially when looking at where the position was at when I was initially hired. I was literally told at one point, I had several different directors of the program. So one of them made the comment that they did not want me to represent the program in marketing the program across the world. So part of what a lot of international English centers will do is they will send out a representative of the program to represent the school at different fairs around the world. And I was like, I would love to do this. This, like, I knew professionally that that would be a great thing for me. I could get students to come to the school. I would get that on my resume. And literally, I was told that they felt uncomfortable having me represent the program. And that just devastated me because it was just so wrong on so many levels. And I just knew that as long as the program was set up in the way that it was, that typically the director would always be really the person that they would opt to send out into the world to do this really cool task. But I was like, I know that I can do that. And so there were just several things that came up and I was like, I gotta go. I physically and mentally have to go. I professionally have to go. I'm done. You know, the Great Recession, like we've recovered as much as we can. I've been paying off debt for years. And I feel like if I don't do this now, I will never do it. So I set that date for my trip. I bought the tickets. I worked a long a long notice because I was the only person doing the immigration work. And that was very important to me that I didn't shaft the students or the program because I still had a lot of love for the organization and the students. And then I left and it was awesome. And I have not stepped foot back in that building since that day. It's surprising to me actually, because it's very common for the people who've worked for that organization to visit all the time. I've never gone back. Like once that door was closed, I was like, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. Like I just kept on trucking. Now it is September 2018 and it's 4 years later. And I want to talk about, was my quest for freedom really worth it? Like, was this a good idea? Was it a good idea for me to quit my job? So I made the leap. I went on my trip. The trip was fantastic, except for a crappy thing that happened that I don't feel like getting into. I was feeling pretty scrappy and soon discovered, even though I had a really good month, like I came back from Australia and then I hustled and I made $6,000 that May. Like I just hustled, like it all came together. But soon I discovered that really I was woefully unprepared for the reality of being an entrepreneur, of dealing with figuring out cash flow, of paying off my debt, of getting ahead for the future. Like there were just certain things that were affected by how money flows in as an entrepreneur, especially if you're not 100% sure what you're actually selling. I didn't like freelance writing. I didn't want to do social media management, even though I did do it. And so I was just like, I started to get really frustrated. I loved the freedom though. The irony is the lifestyle is great. For me, it has been a wonderful lifestyle. But figuring out the work model within the context of that, within the context of what I have to offer people, that has been the hardest thing. Here's the thing, and here's the truth about taking the leap into, I'm going to only talk about digital entrepreneurship in particular, but here's the thing about taking the leap. There's really two approaches that you will always hear about, okay? You'll hear about the first approach, which is the people who really prepare, like epically prepare. They have a year's worth of savings and they have paid off like every single debt and they know exactly what they're going to do when they leap. And maybe they've even built up their clients and their business and then it's a seamless transition. Okay. Like that is the, like, that's such an awesome way to do the leap. Then there's the other people where maybe they've lost their job. Maybe they just, they're done. Like just mentally done, which is where I fell into. I was just done. And so their approach is different because it's a little more circumstantial. It's messy. They might be somewhat prepared. They have a vague idea of what they're doing, but not a total idea of what, like a complete idea. They don't know really who they are as entrepreneurs and who they're going to serve. And so what ends up really happening is you will change. It will change who you want to serve, what you want to do. And the process for figuring that out may make or break you emotionally, professionally, or even financially. That process is intense. It may take longer than you expect to connect with the wins, read money that you're really hoping for. You will have wins and losses that will both test you and make you think, like, was this the right thing for me to be doing? And honestly, I've experienced both. Was my quest for freedom worth it? So I'm going to say yes, but it has been painful. Like, here's the real talk. I've been late on bills. I've been panicked about not having enough clients or money coming in. I've hated what I was doing. I've questioned my sanity. However, I've also continued to pay off a substantial amount of debt. I'm looking at wrapping up a major part of my debt journey this fall, and then we'll be transitioning to just paying on student loans in 2019. So this is a huge deal. I've spoken at conferences. I've written books. I've also begun to actually make money in the way that I really enjoy, and that's in alignment with my strengths. But that has been a journey. That has not been easy. That's been super freaking stressful. And in observing my friends who did a really well thought out preparation before their leap, they've had similar experiences. So my point is, no matter how you prepare, you might still end up having similar experiences as what I've just described. It's just the reality of learning to become an entrepreneur if that's not natural to you. Here's what my life looks like now. I still wake up early, but because I want to. I'm able to focus on self-care. I've lost more weight. I've stopped having migraines. In fact, the migraines stopped almost immediately after I stopped my job. I've been able to spend more time with the people that I love. That actually was the number one reason why I wanted to take this leap and work in this way. I wanted to spend time with people, and that has been achieved. I've been able to pursue intellectually challenging pursuits that push me professionally and personally. I've built a network of friends and colleagues who want me to win. But here's the real truth. This has been hard. Not everyone has the tolerance to deal with the adversity that comes with entrepreneurship. That's just honest. Some people will be able to focus on and do a long-term preparation. And honestly, that is the best process. Like if you can, like 3 years from now, like if you can start today and you're like, well, 3 years from now, this is what I'm going to do. More power to you. I am totally for that. The reality for me is if I'd had to prepare in that way, I never would have leaped. Like something would have come up. I would have been afraid. I would have just figured out an excuse not to do it. And that's my personal reality. I was already 5 years past my quit date for my job. Like I wanted to quit in 2007 and I had a bad feeling. And I'm glad I trusted that bad feeling because that's when the market dropped. So I stayed in my job and I thank God every day that I did. I bought a home in Denver. It's been, you know, it's a small quirky home, but it's my home. It hasn't been perfect, but I'm thankful that I made those moves. The thing is, the journey will be harder and easier than you will ever expect. Choice overload will bog many people down. You will need to work harder than you ever expect to connect with the success you're working towards. And in fact, a book that I strongly recommend that you read is by a salesperson called Grant Cardone. His name is Grant Cardone. And the book is The 10X Rule, or The 10 Times Rule, whichever way you want to read it, whatever. I will include a link in the show notes. Your network will make or break your business. And here's why. You need to have people who will share what you're doing. You need to have people that you can ask for or pay for advice from, like people who've done what you're trying to do, but they're a little more ahead. You'll need to have people telling you about opportunities to connect with money, grow your brand, or get in front of others. I can't, and quite frankly, I won't tell you how you should take your leap, but I will say this. People usually think about what they will gain when they take the leap: freedom, flexibility, autonomy, choices, no permission needed, you know, to do what they want to do. You also need to think about what you may lose, what you can lose: money, your assets, peace of mind, friends who don't get it, stability for your kids, if you have kids, benefits until you figure out how to do that. You will need to figure out before you leave where you'll get your insurance: life, health, dental, car, home. It just depends on what's going on with your life. You need to know what your budget will be and then add taxes to it. So what's the lowest amount you need to be earning so you can cover your bills, and then multiply 30-35% just to be conservative for taxes. So you have to earn a certain amount and then add the taxes to it. That's why the debt repayment piece is so important, because some months you just might lose your clients. And I've had that happen. I've had months where I'm like, I'm in trouble. You need to manage your workload. So you need to understand, because your workload translates to cash flow. One of the reasons why I've pushed so hard to make passive income, especially passive income via eBooks. If you've been following me, you know that I am now making money with eBooks. You can check out the course, Make Money with eBooks. at michelleismoneyhungry.com/author, A-U-T-H-O-R. The reason why I am so focused on that is I can always write a book when something like a downturn in my workload from other people occurs. I freaking love ebooks for this reason. I can always do something to make money with them. You need to communicate what your work will be to others. So in order to grow your business, other people have to understand what your business is and what you're selling. You have to have personal goals. You have to have financial goals. And those goals need to be broken down daily, weekly, monthly. You get the idea. You will need to surround yourself with a network of people on your same business journey or a similar business journey, because they will hopefully complement your strengths and weaknesses, challenge you, educate you, and connect you with other people who will help uplift you and build you up and grow what you're doing. I wish that I could say that being an entrepreneur is like the best thing ever and it's so easy. It's not easy. It is. For me, it has been worth it, but it has not been easy, okay? Like, it just hasn't. And any person who tells you that you can quit and do, like, four-hour work weeks, I'm going to be frank. The four-hour work week is only attained after the 80 and 100-hour work weeks. Any person who's not going to put the time in the beginning, the results a reflection of that. It's going to be near to impossible to grow what you're doing without putting the work in. And that is actually also something that I've learned the hard way. There's a reason why I didn't travel in 2018. There's a reason why I've kept my butt at home and started really focusing on implementing the different things I wanted to do to grow money in my life. I've done a lot of money work, like money mindset and money energy work. And it's not a surprise that I've actually begun to make money as a result. If you are looking to leap, I want you to take time to think about everything that I've shared in this episode. It's not for the faint of heart. For me, it's been a good choice, but there are other choices that I have to make as a result of that. There are other things that I have to do as a result of that. And I was very clear about the fact that that was going to be the case. Like, I understood my end game. I hope you enjoyed this show. The Business Networking Accelerator Group Coaching Program is open. If you would like to do a mini Business Networking Accelerator coaching session with me, a 30-minute session, you can go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/discovery. Again, that is michelleismoneyhungry.com/discovery. Without your network, there is no work. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you have a great time. If you're going to FinCon next week, I am running a webinar on Wednesday called Crush the Conference, FinCon edition. You can sign up for that at michelleismoneyhungry.com/crushFinCon. If you are not attending FinCon, still watch that webinar. I'm going to talk about how networking for FinCon is a year-long project. Have a great night. Take care.